Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace. I'm Hella E. Michelia. I want to bless God for the opportunity that we have this morning to bring the Word of God. I want to welcome you to this episode of Compass. You have a destiny in God. Your assignment is to discover your destiny, pursue it, and to fulfill it. My assignment is to walk with you as you pursue God to fulfill the destiny that God has for you. In the past few weeks, I've been talking about decisions that champions make, the elements of the decisions that champions make. And I want to speak with you this morning about your season of visitation. I want to speak with you this morning about your seasons of visitation, understanding your season of visitation, discovering your season of visitation, walking into your season of visitation. Someone says the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of that opportunity. So there are times and seasons when God brings certain things into your life, and you must learn to walk into that time and season and take it. There are two types of timing in Scripture. There is what is called the Chronos time. Chronos simply means chronological. That is a time that just follows, you know, the normal watch, the normal month, the normal weeks, and the normal days. So God recognizes chronology. He recognizes the Chronos time, and there are things that God does within the Chronos time. But there's also something known as the Kairos time, or the Kairos moment. And the Kairos moment, or the Kairos time, is the time that God has set for a visitation in your life. It does not follow any order. It does not follow the calendar of man. It does not follow the plans of man. You can sit down and think and say, I'm going to save money for the next 10 months, and then I'm going to buy a car, or I'm going to build a house, or I'm going to do something like that. But God can move within the first 2 months of your life, and He can bring a Kairos moment into your life and destiny. And that Kairos moment can bring the breakthrough, can bring that thing that you are trusting God to do. Scripture says in the book of Psalm, it says, He shall arise and have favor upon Zion, for the time to favor her. The word time used in that place is Kairos. That is the time that God has destined to favor. He said, for the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time is here. Which means that there's a time that is chronological. There's a time that we follow, you know, to do certain things. But there's a time that God intervenes in the normal affairs of time. There are moments God intervenes, suspends the natural course of events so that He can reach out to you. It's called your moment of visitation. Your moment of visitation. It's possible that God is going to bring somebody into your life, somebody that you never thought you were going to meet at that time of your life. And God can just bring that person into your life at that particular period of time. And then by reason of the introduction of that person, or that thing, or that situation, or that circumstance, of that opportunity, then your life and destiny will just take a complete different turn, you know. And God will just cause that thing to be the event that, you know, brings the breakthrough and brings the open door that you have been expecting. Now, when that event happens, or that person shows up, or that situation happens, what has happened to you is a Kairos moment. It's a Kairos moment. So the Bible says to us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 and chapter 4, and then verse 4 to 7. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was rare and precious in those days. There was no frequent or widely spread vision. Then the Lord called Samuel, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. Now, this was a young boy right there in the temple. He was in the temple. He was not a priest. He didn't come from the tribe of Levi, you know, but his mother had brought him and put him in that place. And God was determined to begin to do a new thing. And Samuel was the guy who was staying in the presence of the Lord, where the candle that was not supposed to go out was lit. And the Bible says Samuel made it his duty, even though by order of priesthood it was not his duty. Samuel made it his duty to stay there and to ensure that that candle didn't run out. And oftentimes when God sees a man whose heart is perfect before Him, when God sees a man who has a desire to walk with Him, God mobilizes the resources of heaven towards that man. And Samuel had a Kairos moment. I mean, the Bible says the word of God was scarce in those days, but Samuel entered into a Kairos moment. God broke through the normal protocol and called the name of that boy. And from that day forward, Scripture will say to us that the word of Samuel did not fall to the ground, that from Dan to Beersheba, they knew that he was a prophet of God. Though he was a small lad, though he was not anointed to be a Levite or a priest, yet the Bible says that from that day henceforth, the Bible says from Dan to Beersheba, they knew that he was a prophet of God. Your greatest breakthrough will come in your season of visitation. Your greatest breakthrough will come in your season of visitation. The greatest loss that will ever happen to anybody is to miss his season of visitation. Your season of visitation is a time God has destined to birth something into your life. It could be an idea, a relationship, a miracle, an answer to prayer. It is to expose, maybe to expose a flaw in your life. Sometimes your season of visitation is not to bring something that you have been longing for, a desire, but sometimes your season of visitation is to expose a flaw, is to expose a weakness so that God can perfect his work in your life. So sometimes you might be blind to certain things in your life, and then God is going to allow something to happen. And that thing that is going to happen will expose a flaw that is in your life. It can be an investment opportunity. It can be an uncommon wisdom for a certain deliverance. Sometimes God has to give you a wisdom so that you can be delivered. In fact, I received that right now. So sometimes you will move into a time and into a season that you need a wisdom so that God can bring a deliverance. It can be a moment of great anointing. Mike Murdock said he wrote the book, The Law of Recognition. He went into the presence of God and he was praying, and suddenly there was a flow of the anointing of God, and he was on his knees for 18 hours and he wrote the book, The Law of Recognition, one of his best-selling books. It can be a flow of the anointing, It can be to reveal a hidden gift in your life. Sometimes there are things that God has embedded in your system, embedded in your spirit, but you've never known that it was there. And sometimes you're going to have an experience, you're going to have that kairos moment, that time of visitation that will expose a hidden grace, a hidden gift in your life. It can be the revelation of an enemy. Sometimes God will cause you to come into a kairos moment. You can be walking with people that you didn't know was an enemy, and you can come into a kairos moment, and then there will be a revelation of an enemy. Sometimes God is going to allow you to come into a time of visitation, and it is for the purpose of the revelation of an enemy. Sometimes it is for the revelation of a friend. There are people in your life right now that God has planted to take you to your destiny. But sometimes, except God opens your eyes to see those people, you would not recognize that you have been walking with the people that God had intended for you. That God had intended so that they will take you into your future and into your destiny. So sometimes for the revelation of a friend. Sometimes it is for the revelation of a ministry. Sometimes it is an opportunity to foresee danger that is ahead of you. I'm going to share with you 12 facts about the season of visitation. 12 facts about your season of visitation. Number one, you need to understand that there are seasons of visitation. Some people do not believe that there are seasons of visitation, but there are seasons of visitation. Just like the rain doesn't give you notice, sometimes the heavens just opens and rain begins to fall. So also there are seasons of visitation. Number two, every visitation will birth a new concept into your life. So every time you have a visitation, watch out for why that visitation came. There is a reason why that visitation came. Number three, no two visitations are the same. Every visitation has its assignment. So you must know why a visitation has happened in your life. Every visitation will cause a shift in your lifestyle. Every visitation will bring you to a place of consecration. Every man that met with God started something new in his life. Something changed in his routine. Something changed in his lifestyle. He approached life differently. There are things he stopped to do. There are things he began to do. There are things he increased in doing. I want to ask you a question today. What has changed since the last time you had an encounter? Since the last time you had a visitation? You will not maximize the visitation of God until you understand the consecration that comes with a visitation. God will always give you a clue to his presence. Because visitations come in his presence. Your greatest breakthrough will come at your season of visitation. Every visitation will demand more time in his presence. Every visitation will demand you to spend more time in his presence because you need the interpretation of the visitation. You will need an interpretation of the visitation that God brought. And for you to get the interpretation of the visitation that God is bringing into your life, you need to go back to his presence and meet the man that brought the visitation into your life. You can pursue a season of visitation. The Bible says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In other words, when you hunger and thirst for a visitation, maybe for an infirmity in your body, mind, or spirit, maybe you're experiencing something and you need a visitation from God, you can pursue, you can go to God. Cornelius trusted God for a visitation. The Bible says he trusted God for a visitation, and God went to Peter in Joppa and said to him, look, I want you to go and see Cornelius. He is in his house. The Bible says when
Peter came into the house of Cornelius, even before he would go far in his sermons, the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them at that very moment. I want to announce to you that you can pursue a visitation. There is something that is happening in your life right now that requires a visitation, either to be built up or to be broken. And when you go into the presence of God, you will experience a visitation that will build up something in your life or will break something in your life. You need a visitation, and you can pursue a visitation. Seasons of visitation are not common. For some people, they will just get one visitation in their entire lifetime. But that one visitation that they're going to get is going to change their whole lifetime. There's going to be a download of the blueprint of their destiny. It can be two, it can be three, it can be four, but there are not many seasons of visitation in the lifetime of a man. So you must treasure, you must pursue, you must hold it as sacred when God brings you into a season of encounter. God's visitation is not always in the form or manner we may expect. God's visitation may not always be in the form or manner that we would expect. The Bible says concerning Elijah that he had an encounter with God on the mountaintop. The Bible says when he went there, the Bible says there was thunder, but God was not in it. The Bible says there was fire, but God was not in it. The Bible says there was earthquake, and God was not in it. The Bible says there was a whirlwind, and God was not in it. Now, you would expect that if God was going to speak, he would have spoken any of these other ways. But the Bible says that God was not in it. And the Bible says, and there was a still small voice. And the Bible says, and God was in it. And Elijah began to speak to him, because Elijah recognized his season of visitation. Sometimes the season of visitation can come through a book. Sometimes the season of visitation can come through a friend. Sometimes the season of visitation can come even through this broadcast right now. It can be a season of visitation. A reality will just down on you. A revelation will just down on you. Something will just hit you, because it is your season of visitation. It's your season of visitation. Finally, Satan will fight your season of visitation. Satan will fight your focus. Satan will fight you from entering into the presence of God. Satan is going to fight your attention so that you do not access that which God wants to give to you in your season of visitation. Things you must know about your season of visitation. I want to share with you quickly some few things you need to know about your season of visitation. Your visitation could be on the street or at work, like Matthew or Levi. The Bible says Matthew was sitting by the tax collector's table, and Jesus came to pass. And Nathanael came to him and said, Matthew, we have found the master. Come with us. That was his season of visitation. It changed the life of Matthew. Create an atmosphere conducive for the operation of the Holy Spirit around you. Create an atmosphere conducive for the operation of the Holy Spirit around you. The more of the Holy Spirit operating around your life, the greater and the easier the possibility of an encounter happening in your life. You need to learn to create that atmosphere through prayer, through worship, through thinking right. The Bible says whatever is good, whatever is virtuous, whatever is of a good report, the Bible think on those things. The Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 1, it says, seeing that you have come to him, the Bible says, set your affections on things above. Once you set your affection and tune your mind consistently on the Holy Spirit, you will discover that seasons of visitations will come into your life more easily. So create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move around you, to speak to you, to minister to you, to confer with you. Train yourself to discern his voice. Train yourself to discern the voice of God. God is always speaking. Oral Roberts, just before he went to be with the Lord, he was asked, and they asked him, they said, if there was one thing you are going to say before you pass, there's one thing you're going to teach. He said, one thing I'm going to say is that every day miracles are passing beside us. Every day miracles are passing beside us, but we do not recognize it. Train yourself to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit, so that when he speaks to you, every encounter begins by the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So that when he speaks to you through any medium, through anybody, you will know this is the Holy Spirit that is speaking to you. Act on what he tells you. God's visitation is non-negotiable. Your season of visitation may be an uncomfortable season to those who are around you. Do not worry. It happens all the time. Your assignment in life is not to make the people around you comfortable. Your assignment in life is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Your visitation may generate conflict. Your visitations may generate conflict. It's okay. People are normally not comfortable with change, and every visitation will create a change around you. Dr. Tani Formum said, first of all, there are places from which God prefers to talk to us. All places are not alike. I know from my own experience that there are times that God speaks to me in certain places. So I want you to learn to understand that there are seasons of visitation, and I want you to latch into it and become what God wants you to be. God bless you. I will see you in the next broadcast.
Join Helady Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center, experience life.